time to chat some racing now with Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald. Morning, Adam.
Morning, boys. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you too, mate. Now, the Snowdons, they've had a good run with the two-year-olds, just like the Mara and Eustace stable have this season, but they're about to unleash this beauty, which they didn't spend a packet on, but the owners did.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, to consider how much thoroughbred horsewash they've got at their disposal. They've had an amazing two-year-old season so far. Royal Ship's the early favourite for this two-year-old race at Randwick there tomorrow, and probably rightly so from what we're seeing at the trials, but a lot of interest around Mount Fuji. $2.8 million for James Harron. It's an amazing amount of money to think to spend on a horse, and I'm glad we're getting into the race. He's only had one trial, which is a little bit unusual for the Snowdons. They like to fit him up with maybe two trials before they step out on debut, but I thought his trial was good enough. I think the market will tell us a fair bit more as we get closer to jump time, but it's a really good two-year-old race there at Randwick there tomorrow, and I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe one or two of these horses end up in a golden slipper in a couple of months' time.
Wow, okay. So what did you make of the trial of Mount Fuji? Because I saw Ron Duffersey last night tweet, you know, look, the trial was good enough for me. I'm going to bet accordingly. Are you in the sort of same boat?
Yeah, I generally like to see him trial a couple of times, Dave. It's my personal preference. Of the trial that we did see, he wasn't that great in the stride, but the way he just clicked through his gears in the straight there and went to the line pretty much untested was the sign of what could be potentially a pretty good horse. So I'm respecting him, and there's a bit of a street corner tip around from him as well, saying he's got plenty of ability. It's just the thing that's just scaring me a little bit is I don't usually see the Snow and just give him one trial and send him straight to the races. Usually they give him a couple of trials. That's just making me a little bit cautious, but I think he's a colt with plenty of talent.
Talking about trials and talking about the Snowdons, Red Zill back at the trials.
He was, Laurie. He looked pretty sharp there yesterday. Had a nice trial there at Randwick yesterday, and he looked pretty good. I know he didn't win the trial, but he did what Red Zill usually does. He just landed on speed and coasted to the line, finishing second. He's going to be set first up for the Lightning Stakes down the straight there at Flemington, so it'll be a clash with Nature Street, which is no surprise there. A couple of other headline horses who went around the trials there yesterday at Ramy, there was no issues there. I think Colding trialled pretty nicely alongside Libertini, and then the trial after that, Happy Clapper was back at the trials. He missed the gong, obviously, down there at Kembla Grange, a bit of a blow to Paddy Webster and Connections, but he looked pretty good in the group and listed trial there as well. So it's that time of year, we're getting very close to some of these really headline horses coming back to the races, and Red Deal's another one we can keep an eye on as he progresses towards the Lightning.
Now, what's happening with Longines? They had that big do over there in London, I believe.
You know how much I love these awards, Dave, don't you?
How come you didn't get a start?
Oh, please. I'd be like the last person you invite to an award like that.
You got to ask, though, mate. You got to ask.
Yeah, well, no. Do you really want to go to the UK, Laurie, at this time of year? It'd be freezing cold, sit through, probably be a pretty mundane ceremony, I would imagine, and you end up with the wrong horse winning the award anyway.
Yeah, fair point. A three-way tie that I read?
Yeah, Crystal Ocean, Enable, and Walgeese.
You know why they gave the three-way tie? Because I saw a photo, and what they do is they get everyone up on stage and give them out the watches. They all give the Longines watches. And when they have the photo, they ask you to sort of
stand so you can show the watch.
So they just wanted to get more watches out there. That's all. It's just all advertising.
Yeah, it was very European-dominated again, these awards. Crystal Ocean and Enable obviously met several times last year and traded wins, and Walgeese won the Arcs Boiling Enables party. Can I ask you a question, guys? What does Ligue Rousseau have to do to be nominated as potentially the world's best horse? Now, she came down here and won the Cox Plate in convincing fashion, but her best performance, no doubt, was at Arena McKinnon just before Christmas, and she actually trounced the quality field, had arm and eye in that race. For some reason, the Japanese horses never get rated that highly in these awards. It's amazing.
No,
what are they rated on? Do they rate it on their performance, like, or is it like how many wins they have in group races, or is it time form? Is it what is it?
It's just one peak performance for the year.
So right, so it goes on their best performance.
Exactly. You can run one super race, super time, et cetera, ratings through the roof and not win another race for the whole year and still be decided as the world's best horse. It's like saying you're the Gold Coast Titans, you beat the Roosters 40-0, yep, and don't win another game for the rest of the year, but that was the best performance
of the year.
You're the best team of the year.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And Winx was still eligible, guys, for this award, given she raced a few times at the start of last year. She only came in an equal ninth. So I think her peak performance is in the Chipping Norton. So read into that what you will. I think these awards are getting worse and worse by the year.
Yeah, there needs an overhaul. It needs like a point system or something where if you're winning certain races...
Yeah, if you're winning group ones, you get so many points, group twos,
well,
group threes.
They do it with the jockeys. I know, like, say, was Frankie number one in the world again?
Yeah, I think he was last year. So the jockeys is probably a better reflection because it's sort of taken on a number of races and performances throughout the whole of the year. So I don't know, maybe they can use a model like that in the future.
All right, very quickly, mate, what are you tipping tomorrow at Randwick?
Yeah, I'm getting out wide there tomorrow, Dave. Race 5, number 5, Instant Starter. She had 3 runs back. Her first 2 runs back were pretty good, didn't have a lot of luck. She went down to Melbourne last start and didn't have much of a chance in an on-pace dominated race. She's getting out to a mile, which I like. She's a double-figure odd. She's a very tasty proposition for me. And in the next race, Race 6, number 2, Domed, a horse resuming for John Thompson. I like the fact they've waited for to get her to a mile first up, and she actually trialled against Helga earlier in our campaign, and she looked pretty good, and Helga's come on and run well in 2 runs since. So a couple of horses at nice each-way odds, and get one of those home would be a big result on the day.
Yeah, mate. Well, the first one in Race 5, $17 to win. The second one, Doomed, in Race 6. Race 6, number 2, is $21. So there'll be some nice fat results. And, of course, the big bushfire appeal race day, which is tomorrow at Randwick. Make sure you get out there and support them. We'll talk to you next week, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Have a good weekend.